take place. All of these things are very important in order to know how to heal it. If someone had a fight, but it happened at the end of a long vacation in their car, and they'd been driving 13 hours, and it was very unusual for them, and they hadn't any sleep, we recognize what that is. If someone had a fight in the church, in the presence of parishioners, that's very much more serious, right? The circumstance, the place where it took place, that tells you that the person fighting in the church really has a serious lack of fear of God, that even the presence of the church would not restrain them from fighting. It should concern us. We should be interested in all these things. How frequently did it happen? Is this the first time that that sin's happened? Someone, if a young girl comes and she confesses to us an abortion that she has been led into by her boyfriend and told to do by her parents, that's one thing. If someone comes and goes through that process of repentance and does it again, that's something very much different, right? Objectively, the same sin's being confessed, but the manner, the frequency, and the time, everything's different. And therefore, the treatment's going to be much different. What else do we need as a qualification for ourselves? We need to be gospel preachers to drive despair out of the heart of the person confessing, no matter what the sin is. Even if it's a massive sin, matter of fact, especially if it's a massive sin, we have to make sure that they know whatever their sin is, it's this big compared to the philanthropy of God. Compared to His love, whatever they think is so terrible is this big. And that He's going to take it and put it in the bottom of the ocean if they are sincere, if they repent, if they trust Him, and if they keep their penance, if they show their sincerity, the Lord's going to put it in the bottom of the sea. He's going to remove it as far from them as the east is from the west. This is something that is exceedingly important, and just to take time, because if they don't have hope, they won't execute the repentance. They won't actually bring it out. St. John Chrysostom says that there is no bigger club in the hand of the devil than despair. The largest club of all. And we have to preach the gospel every time we confess someone. Remind them that it's a temptation to our people to think, since they're looking at their sins and they're seeing their unworthiness, to think that their relationship to God is based on their performance and their success in keeping His commandments. This is not the gospel. This is not Christianity. We have to remind them that the reason that they're repenting is because of the love of God. God loves them, and they haven't loved Him. They're not trying to secure His love by repenting. They're repenting because they have His love. And it's not appropriate to be living in sin when you're in the love of God. Very, very important for us to preach the gospel to our penitents and kind of infuse them. And it's good to do it at the end. After you've given your words and you've given a penance and they need the encouragement to know this is all blessed. This is inspired and God will receive them. And lastly, you know, traditionally in the church, you need, in order to be a spiritual father who's, this is, of course, unique. Our situation is unique. But you need your hierarch's formal liturgical commission to be a spiritual father. Now, for most of us, that takes place in the process of being vested by His grace with the epigonatian. When we're given that, then this is a liturgical expression that His grace has blessed us to hear confession. But we all know, I know especially, that as one of the younger priests, that there's a huge continuum amongst even pastors. We all wear the epigonatian, but there are some pastors who wear the epigonatian for real. And there are others who are wearing it, and they're kind of desperately just trying to keep it on. We'll just hold this on. And we should know that. You know, the office of spiritual father, it's in the church. There have always been those who have been, by the grace of God, risen up in a particular place as exemplary spiritual fathers. I mean, if we all asked ourselves right now, there are probably men here that we have that feeling about who are exemplary. And it's a grace of God. And sometimes that person is commissioned by the hierarch to even go around parishes and hear confessions because they have a special, they're a specialist, you know, a specialist physician. This next point is called, I'm entitling Ecclesiastical Diagnoses and Prescriptions, the History of Penitentials.